I think there are several phrases in the executive order that really need to be clarified. Bill Dugan is the president of the National Federation of Federal Employees, and he said at the meeting yesterday that the lack of a common understanding is really affecting the effectiveness of these forms. So I caught up with Colleen Kelly, president of the National Treasury Employees Union, about the types of questions that are coming up during negotiations.
Pretty basic one is pre-decisional. Pre-decisional is pre-decisional. It's before a decision is made. And part of the problem has been that none of us started this new relationship under the executive order with a blank piece of paper, so we have all this in-process stuff, and it's pretty easy to focus on the in-process stuff rather than looking ahead. So for pre-decisional, a lot of agencies are saying, well, we had already started this before the executive order, so when does it apply? And they're not saying it, I don't think, being intentionally negative or hostile. It's just that, well, I think pre-decisional means the day the executive order was signed, from that day forward, the executive order says pre-decisional involvement on all workplace matters. I don't think you need much of a definition of what that means.
Kelly says that she's concerned that many agencies actually are not focusing on this pre-decisional piece and spending more time looking at the relationships and dispute resolutions. Now, I also caught up with Scott Gould to get the agency perspective. He's the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, and he said the issue isn't unexpected.
I do think it's a natural part of getting teams of people together with different perspectives around a common document. The more you get into it, the more you realize, my assumption was X, yours is Y, how do we close that gap? So I see a lot of opportunity here to do two things. One is to hold to our principle of decentralized implementation, partners working across the table to find out what works for them and their agency, but at the same time providing a little bit of extra insight and perhaps a point of departure, so that the definitions we are using have more in common than they have apart.
So, Jason, what's being done about this?
At the meeting Monday, the council decided to give the task of defining three or four key phrases to an existing working group led by VA's Gould. Gould says the working group's definitions will help with the ongoing implementation of these forms. Kelly has a lot of hope that this definition document will help.
I'm actually hoping in this definitions document we can also give some examples. I've had some conversations with managers about pre-decisional that, I mean, if anybody was there with a tape recorder, they would be pretty bizarre conversations. And I think if we could clear some of that up. But it's not like the executive order was signed and we flipped the light switch and everybody changes how we do business. I mean, there's history there, there's relationships, there's disputes in progress. And so figuring out how to go forward under the executive order is really what, in my experience, we've all been struggling with.
Council co-chairman OPM director John Barry said he'll give the council about 10 days to come up with a plan, and they should present it at the next meeting on October 6th.
So these forums, they were created by the president back in December, right?
Correct.
You get a sense that the issue is gumming up the process so far? How's it going?
I don't think the definition issue is having a huge impact so far, but I think there's some concern that it could, especially as these issues move out, as these pilots move out. For instance, at the meeting, the council debated these B1 bargaining pilots that are going to be happening at seven agencies. The Defense Department, the Agriculture Department, Homeland Security, OPM, and VA are just some of those. Two other pilots at the Labor Department and Treasury Departments are in negotiations as well. Now, these pilots have been agreed to by management and employee unions and focus on specific numbers, types, and grades of positions assigned to work and the technology used to perform that work. Jeff Neals, the Chief Human Capital Officer at DHS, he explains how a pilot could work.
It's things like the numbers of employees assigned to something. Manager might say, okay, I need one employee to do this. The union may come back and say, no, for safety reasons, we want two employees. We think that would be much better. That way, if there's some incident, some accident, there's someone there to back up the person who's doing the work. The union might say, we think you need 14 people to do this type of work based on our knowledge of the work. Management might say, no, we really think we could get by with 12 people, and they bargain over the numbers.
Now, all of these pilots are supposed to begin this year, or before the end of 2010. FEMA's pilot over at DHS will incorporate five separate bargaining units from AFGE, and all have collective bargaining already written into their contracts. But Neil says FEMA and the unions have not taken advantage of this contractual language. VA's Gould says the agency's pilot is focused on the Veterans Benefits Administration.
Basically, we're focused on a program that's designed to standardize skill levels of all VA vocational rehab counselors. Now, this is important because a lot of the work that we do in the VA is based on the judgment of that counselor. So we're trying to find a way to evaluate their performance and figure out how to train them going forward.
So these are people who are certified, for instance, from a board of in terms of from a, their medical degree or their counselor degree, but this is a separate certification. So make sure that everyone within VA are doing the same thing. They have a standard set of rules, processes, etc.
Exactly. We're trying to train them to a standard and then measure their ability to perform at the standard. So right now we use a written test, and we found that that test is not a terribly effective way to do it. So we're turning to our union partners and saying, look, how can we do this better?
Gould adds that 18 people, subject matter experts, union officials, agency managers, already are discussing this issue, and he expects the whole pilot should be done in 2011.
So you mentioned these B1 pilots. What are some of the areas that the council's looking at?
Right. The B1 pilots are just one piece of a larger effort. For instance, OPM, VA, and some other agencies are providing experts to help train employees on labor management negotiations. And this training is not just for Tier 1 employees, for instance, but also lower down employees, so the mid-career level employees. At DHS, Neil says they've been standing up forums across the department, 26 bargaining units in all across the department.
We've also stood up a national level forum that's addressing issues across the department. John Gage, Colleen Kelly, and a number of their officers from our department are members of that forum. It's chaired by the Deputy Secretary, Jane Lute, and we have management membership from all of our major components. And we're looking at things like the B1 issue is one that we've addressed. We're looking at how we can assess whether or not the forums at the component level are doing the things we want to do.
Neil says there's only been a few of these meetings, but they're going quite well, and everyone is really focused on making DHS a better and more successful agency. Now, aside from these pilots and these forums, another issue that came up at the council meeting on Monday is the idea of telework and looking at a telework as part of the continuity of operations and disaster recovery planning. And this is part of John Barry's goal, the OPM director, to have a more what they call mobile workforce. He brought in a couple of really interesting stories about how the president asked him during the snowstorms last winter, why can't we just work from home? Why can't we be more mobile? And John Barry basically was saying, I don't have to answer that question to the president. I want to have an answer for him beyond... Well, sometimes you can and sometimes you can't, depending on which agency.
I think these kids are becoming more mobile anyway, so it's going to happen whether they like it or not.
And I think the agencies are going to be forced into changing the way they do the processes. So Barry didn't get a ton of support at the meeting. There's not a lot of people jumping up and down to look at telework. I think it's one of those issues that we've heard about ad nauseum.
Right.
People are saying, okay, we understand it. No, but the question is, how do you get past it? So actually, Patricia Niehaus, the president of the Federal Managers Association, is setting up a working group to look at this issue. And by the next meeting, October 6th, the decision will be made on how to move out with this issue. Barry doesn't want to look at telework in the whole, but look at it more from, okay, how do we start with COOP and disaster recovery planning, right, and then figure out how to go to the larger issue of mobile workforce?